John 18, the verse 11. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up the sword, thy sword, into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? It is especially the latter part of the verse. The cup. We all will have a cup this morning. We'll all receive a cup in our hands. And the Lord Jesus has given us that cup. But he had a different cup. And he refers to that cup here in our text, verse 11. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Now, of course, he's referring to Calvary and all that is to come upon him. And over the next number of hours, Peter was hoping to deliver Jesus and take him away and thus remove him from the cup. But Jesus says that's not to be the case. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? So I want to speak about the cup. I want to speak about its contents. I want to speak about its conveyance. I want to speak about its consumption. And I want to speak about its conclusion. The contents, first of all, of the cup. It's not an empty cup. It certainly isn't. There are several cups referred to in the Bible with the definite article, the cup. There are two kinds. There are joyful cups and pleasant cups. The cup of salvation. The cup of consolation. The Bible talks about the cup of consolation. So there are cups of joy and gladness. But this wasn't a cup of joy and gladness. And it wasn't a cup of salvation for him either. There is another cup in the Bible that is referred to differently. Sometimes it's called the cup of trembling. Because to get it, you tremble. And the thought of drinking it is a terrible thought. Cup of trembling. It's also called the cup of astonishment. Because its contents are so astonishing, so frightening. So there's that cup, and that's the cup it is. It's the kind of cup that he's referred to in Gethsemane. This is Gethsemane, remember? He's coming out of Gethsemane now with the band, but he's been in Gethsemane, and you remember he said he's praying alone with the Father, and he says, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. And he's trembling, he's astonished. He's sweating great drops of blood. He's terrified. And it's that kind of cup. If it's possible, remove it. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So its contents cause terror and trembling and astonishment. It's a bitter cup. It's a burning cup. That will cause him to thirst intensely. It's a full cup. It's not just a wee dribble. It's full. It's a full cup. And it's filled with divine wrath. Because that's the only thing that would cause Jesus to be terrified. He was never terrified of the devil. He never trembled in the presence of demons. He never trembled in the presence of man. But when he saw his Father's wrath, that astonished him. And of course, at the bottom are our sins and the wrath of God. So it's a cup of our sins. It's a cup of the wrath that's due to our sins. It's a cup of judgment and justice. It's a cup that contains a far more severe sword than the one Peter used to chop off the ear of a man. It contains a divine sword of justice. So the contents of it. And then the conveyance of it, the cup which my Father hath given me, he says. So it's It's a cup that comes from God and it's conveyed to him. But he doesn't say a cup from God. It's not what he says. He says it's a cup from my Father. My Father. And he's already told us many times, the Father loveth the Son. The Father loveth the Son. And it's not given with hatred. It's not given without love. There is love in the cup. It's a loving hand. It's from his Father, my Father. So he realizes that. The Father's filled it. He's filled it in love. He doesn't hate his Son. He doesn't despise his Son. He loves him all the more for taking this cup. But it's my Father that gives me the cup. So he's filled the contents. He conveys it personally. There's a personal conveyance to it. Calvary is a mystery. You have to see beyond Roman soldiers and Jews and the noise and the racket and the work of man. You have to see beyond that. There's something more than that. Calvary is the Father giving Christ this cup of woe. That's what Calvary is. That's how he describes it. The cross, the scourging, everything. The cup my Father gives me. And the Father had all of that. Because Jesus himself said, the Father himself loveth you. Jesus loves us, but the Father loves us too. So he conveys the cup, my Father giveth me. He didn't give it to Peter. Can you drink of the cup which I'm to drink of? Peter said, oh, yes, we can. No, he didn't know what he was talking about. You can share in the benefits of having been drunk, but we can't drink it. Or we'd be in hell. Because nobody can take this cup in one draught, only the Son of God. It takes all eternity to drink this cup. Me. Remember how Jesus said, let these go their way. Take me. Me. The Father did that. He didn't give it to Peter. He didn't give it to the disciples. He didn't give it to those for whom Christ died. He gave it to Christ. To me. Me. So the conveyance of the cup. And then the consumption of the cup. Shall I not drink it? He did drink it. He drank it all up. That's why he thirsted. That's why he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he's drinking the cup. That's why he sweat great drops of blood. That's why he shed his blood. That's why he died. He drank it all. The last draught of it. He emptied it. He drank it willingly. He drank it obediently. Obediently. Perfectly obediently. He drank it lovingly. He drank it completely and absolutely. Shall I not drink it? So there's a willingness, sir. There's a participation in it. In the cross, Christ is not passive. He's active. We talk about his passive sufferings and his active sufferings. He's really, you have to be careful when you talk about his passive sufferings. He's active. He gives himself. He's active the whole time. Giving himself to it. Giving himself to the scourge, the whip. He's completely and fully active. He's not passive. Being shoved down his throat. He's active. He's giving himself. It's a sacrifice. Shall I not drink it? So the active sufferings of Christ. And so he drinks it. A consumption. And then the conclusion. Well, what's the conclusion of it all? Well, the conclusion is the cup has been emptied. It's been drunk. And what happens to the cup? Is it thrown away? Is it buried? No. It's filled with something else. It's now a cup of blessing. It's now a cup of salvation. It's now a cup of consolation. And so there's a filled cup at the table for us. Paul calls it the cup of blessing. David calls it the cup of salvation. Jesus calls it this cup, the new covenant in my blood. We have a different cup to drink from. Different contents, that is. Same cup. Calvary. The same cup. Calvary. Its contents for Jesus were bitter. But its contents for us are different. Calvary brings to us forgiveness of sins. It brings to us salvation. The same cup, but different contents. He drank all the bitter parts, but he gives us all the sweetness and all the grace and all the blessing. Keep on trusting in Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Keep on believing in him. Keep on clinging to him in life and in death.